Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Oh 344 499 1000. That's Frog Leap Studios if you want to go and check it out. And their cover of Africa. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Lacey, stay there. We'll come to you in a minute. This is nice. Do you remember Jev? Remember Jev,
yeah,
on,
the
McDonald's guy?
Mm-hmm.
He put up a poster in his McDonald's. him and his mate. Big, massive poster up on the wall because there was a gap and there were no Asians being represented in the massive posters. So he got a poster picture of him and his friend, blew it up, made it look all trendy, and they put it on the wall and McDonald's hadn't noticed. And we tried to call that McDonald's.
It was there for weeks.
Yeah, for ages. One of the two friends who caught the attention of millions when they pranked their local McDonald's has told the BBC he wants to push Asian representation further in TV in Hollywood. Jev Maravilla, 21, added that the past few weeks have felt like a dream. On the Ellen DeGeneres show last week, the men, there's two of them, were each presented with checks for $25,000. There we go. There we go. On the Ellen DeGeneres show last week, the men were each presented with checks for $25,000 from McDonald's and told they would be starring in a marketing campaign. Oh, good for them. Frustrated by the lack of Asian people on the marketing posters covering the restaurant, Jev and Christian Toledo took matters... That's a great name, Christian Toledo. Took matters into their own hands. The pair took a photo of themselves, added the McDonald's branding and hung it on a bare wall in the local restaurant in Texas. The fake posters went undetected for 2 months. loads of outlets covered their stories, including us. I got on the but the question remained how McDonald's would respond to the poster. Appropriately, on the 4th of September, Jev discovered its fate whilst eating at the very same restaurant. I got a call. Have we still got Jev's number?
Yeah.
Do you want to go and see if we can get him a call? He can tell this story better than me.
What time is it there?
Like 3.
Right, let me just get my diary.
See if he's around. Just tell him we're chatting about it. And if not, I'll read the story out. But it'd be nice to have a chat. We spoke to him. Let's see if we get him to tell the story. Because this is great. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Lacey.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
I've got a little tickle in my throat, but I'm doing all right. How are you, Lacey, baby? How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. Really well.
What's happening?
What's happening? Well, my appeal went my way.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep. So everything is back in order.
All right. So for those who don't remember, you were the lady and we spoke, I don't know, 4 months ago, something like that, 4 or 5 months ago.
It was, yes.
You were struggling because your benefits have been, you've been reassessed your benefits and you were told, nah, you're not getting anything. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
And you called us and you were desperate. You were desperate because not only were you hungry, more importantly, your four cats were hungry.
Ian, They were starving.
Of course, and I'm not as a cat owner and a cat lover, I wasn't having that, Lacey. So, you know, you boldly asked if I'd do a little Tesco shop for you, and we did on the show. We had a bit of a laugh. And we got you a few days worth of shopping. We got the cats load of food. And we haven't spoken since. And it's funny enough, me and Kath were talking about you excuse me, the other day, and wondering what had happened. So what has happened?
Well, I wanted to ring in on your show, but your show has been so funny lately. It's not been the appropriate time due to the things that you've been discussing lately.
We can talk about anything, anytime. It goes all over the place. But bless you for feeling it wasn't appropriate. Go on.
Yeah. So I just like to ring up and especially like to say thank you to Catherine. For getting in contact with my MP, because he really did well. I can't say too much, obviously, on air, but yes.
So you got your benefits again?
Yes.
Has it been backdated to when they stopped it?
Yes.
Oh! What are the cats are dining on the finest hams from around the world.
Ian, my cats. They're on tuna, salmon. They're having the best day.
Good for them. Oh, I'm so pleased. And when did this get sorted out? Was it recently?
It was at the end of July.
Oh, okay. Oh, flipping out. All right. Well, you've been living the high life. Oh, mate, I'm so pleased for you, Lacey. That's absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And Kath is a good sort. And she is great at kind of chasing people up and giving them a nudge. And she knows exactly who to speak to. So I'm thrilled for you.
Hey, well, Kath, yeah, I mean,
Lacey's got all her benefits back. The cats have been backdated. The cats are eating tuna and salmon. They're living the high life. There you go. She just punched the air.
Oh, brilliant. No, all the best, Ian.
Oh,
and
bless
you. I should go back up to bed now and carry on listening to your show.
Bless you, Lacey. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, I wondered what happened to Lacey.
Here we go. And she said thank you for speaking to the MP. It's all been but it's been sorted since July. I suspect she's been drunk since then, celebrating. The cats are enjoying themselves. She's fine. She sounds a whole lot better than when she called in.
Yeah,
so that's brilliant.
Jev's on the phone.
He's
on his way to a wedding reception, so he better be sharpish.
Oh, Jev, bless you, brother. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really, really good, man. Listen, well, thank you. We won't keep you long. Someone just tweeted me the update on the story. You and Christian, isn't it?
Christian, yeah.
You went on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah, that's correct. It was insane.
Go on, what happened? Someone just sent me the clip, so we're about to watch it. But go on, what happened?
I don't want to spoil it because, I mean, you guys are going to watch it, but, like, it was insane. They flew me and Christian off to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then we went on show with them. It was crazy. Like, I skipped school for 2 days just for it. And I had to keep it a secret pretty much from, like, my classmates, my friends, and even, like, the professors at times. So I told them I had a very important interview in California, but in reality, like, it's Ellen. So it was insane. I couldn't contain my excitement, you know?
And what is this? Cause we're reading the story. What is this? You were dining in the restaurant that you put the poster up in, and someone really high up in McDonald's gave you a phone call. Is that right?
Yes, it's correct. It's kind of funny because it was me and my friends. My friends wanted to see the poster in person, so we ate at that McDonald's. And luckily, like, I guess the corporate office called me and I got scared. And, like, the first thing I asked them was if I was in trouble. And luckily they said that they weren't.
Brilliant.
And they said that they loved it and they're all laughing about it over there. So I'm really happy it worked out for them, too.
And you're going to be, we've revealed the fact that you got $25,000 each, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's insane.
What was the first thing you bought? A Burger King. No.
I actually did buy food first because I was hungry after the show. But actually, most of it's actually saved in my savings account. And then a portion of that I'll be spending more on video equipment because I'm into media production and I want to be up there someday in Hollywood. Yeah. So having some equipment will actually, like, hopefully help with my video skills. And
are they
going to
feature you? Have I got this right? They're going to feature you in, like, advertising and stuff.
Yes, yes. They revealed on Ellen that me and Christian will be in a marketing campaign with McDonald's, and it blew my mind. I was like, wait, what? Are you serious? Like, are you sure they want us?
I'm going to be honest, though, Jeff. I think there are too many Asians involved in the McDonald's marketing campaign, guys. You step down. Let us white middle-aged guys have a crack at this. Jeff, I'm...
Try it out. Go ahead.
They've been trying it out for years.
And maybe you'll get it too.
David, Jeff, honestly, someone's literally just sent me this and I was reading the story out and I went, well, let's see if we can get the guy on himself. Brother, I'm so thrilled for you. We're going to watch the clip in a bit. I'm so thrilled that this has worked out. I really, really hope that I'm joking about the Asians. I'm really hoping that, you know, there is more diversity in McDonald's. And I'm hoping that this is just the first step in your career of choice, brother, because you deserve it. You're imaginative. You're a good person and you're funny and you deserve a break, man. So fingers crossed. Whose wedding reception is it? Who's getting married?
Oh, it's actually my friend's parents' wedding reception. Oh, they're like
modern.
They just renewed their vows, and they asked me to be a videographer.
Oh,
so I have my camera ready, and I'm getting ready to go film for them.
Working.
It's gonna be great.
Jeff, listen, have a lovely, lovely day, and I'm so pleased for you, man. Thanks a lot for coming on at short notice. I really appreciate it.
Of course, it was such an honor. Thanks for having me.
Oh, bless you, man. Thanks a lot. Have a good day. What a nice guy. What a great story. A nice guy. Go on, thank you. A nice guy. Getting a break. When does that happen in all the news going on? Well done, Jeff. I'm so thrilled for you. Katie just sent me the clip, so we'll play Jeff and Christian on Ellen's show after this.
Talk radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee. There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes.
This is why I love this show. We've gone from a woman who had her benefits cut wrongly and couldn't afford food to a young lad who's dying, two-year-old lad who's dying, to a woman who's going to be using a vibrator as a buzzer so we can play Family Fortunes. This is why I love this show, Sally! Have you got it?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Now, is it in? What are we going to hear?
Stop it.
Are we hearing the buzzing or a moan? I don't know. What is it?
Flipping heck, Sally. What are you doing, drilling the road?
I think you've confused a sex toy with a whisker. That is outrageous. You can beat up the eggs with that. Make a meringue.
I think that's the point.
I think that you'd be spinning on top of it. Right. Okay, right. So, Kath, you've got the buzzer there. You test.
Is that one you plug into the wall or what? What's going on there?
No, I think you plug it into the...
Oh, right, yeah, I get the idea.
Right, Kath, test yours. Okay, Sally, test yours.
That sounds like my scooter.
Right, okay. Okay, right. I
suppose both are a ride, different ways.
So, this is... Are we going to play Family Fortune? Hang on a minute. Well, let's get the music, dude, for crying out loud. Family Fortune's theme. Oh, that bloody thing. Here we go.
I hope you're waving, Sally.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the double hander. I want to tell him.
She can only use one hand. For obvious reasons. Here we go. Right, that's enough of that. Right, so. So you've got to buzz in if you know the answer,
yeah.
Right? Okay. So, right. All right. You've got a guess as well, dear listener, which Family Fortunes presenter I'm being. Right then, right. So
Bernard Breslau.
No, is that an actual family?
Vernon Kay, I don't know.
No, I'm being an actual. No, Vernon Kay be like, oh, let's have a look at your boobs now. No, come on. I swap numbers later. Now, so here, naughty. So here, no, right then. I wanna tell you a story.
Max.
Thank you.
Bygraves.
I told you it was Max Bygraves.
I know, but I'm a good actress.
right. Right. Okay. So, we're joined by the Boyle family. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Max.
Who have you brought with you?
No one, I'm
okay.
Just me.
Okay. And we've got the... What would you just pretend your last name was?
McNamara.
No, what? It wasn't McNamara other day.
All right, Ashton.
This is what I was said, right? The name is McNamara. She said it was Ashton.
You got it's Ashton.
All right, okay. Here's your first question.
I haven't changed my passport yet. Anyway.
Shut up now.
Okay.
right, here's the first question. Get ready on your fingers on the buzzers.
All right.
Yep.
Name a measurement of distance. That was the Boyles. Catherine.
A mile, Max.
Okay, let's see if it's... I can't do a yes noise. So, I haven't got a ding. No, that just sets off a timer now. You've buzzed that up. You shouldn't have pressed that. Right. Hang on a minute. Let me... Hang on a minute.
You've not thought this through.
No, I haven't. Of course I haven't thought it through. Hang on a minute. I'll just get the... hang on. Stay there. here we go. Right. Okay. It was just going to... There we go. Right. That is correct. You said miles. That's
yes.
The highest answer. I'm writing that. There are five answers. That's the highest answer with 48. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, Max.
Okay, so you go and sit down then, Sally, but don't sit on that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that music...
Just taking the throne.
Right, shush. Right, okay, Catherine, so you've got miles at 48. What else would you like to say?
I'd like to say yards.
Yards is the fifth most popular answer. That's four. That's your time up. Right, go on. Oh, you got a time limit.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, go on. You got 45 seconds.
Kilometres.
Kilometres, yeah. That's the fourth most thing with five, yes.
Metres.
Are you looking at metres?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's with 28.
And...
got one more to get. In the time.
Oh, miles.
Time is running out. Got miles,
yards.
Metres. You're saying kilometres and yards. One more to go.
Distances.
Yes, measurement of distance. Name a measurement of distance. Now keep thinking over there.
Acres.
You got what? Two more guesses.
All right.
It should work. It really should work. I don't know what that was. Keep thinking over there, Ashton McNamara's. Time's up. I don't know if that's because she was getting bored or because she wants to answer. What is your answer, Ashton McNamara's?
I'm going to go with feet.
Oh, good.
Incorrect. Boyle win the first round. It was centimetres.
That's not distance.
Of course it's
That's
distance.
Length.
Again, back to... Right.
Well.
Yeah, hello.
Exactly. I mean, an inch,
right.
If it's anything.
Okay, right. Okay, so we go to the next round. Oh, this is a good one.
It's exciting.
Okay.
This is a good one. Right, fingers on buzzers. Name... Oh, this is great. Five answers, right? Name a type of shirt. Boyle.
A type of shirt. Okay, here we go.
Gotta hurry you up.
Rugby shirt.
Incorrect. Right, we go over to the McNamara Ashtons. Do you want to... Can you name one?
Yeah. Right? Football shirt.
We go back to the Boyles.
Polo.
Polo shirt is the second most popular answer at 19. Now, you've got it wrong before.
Button down.
Do you want to play or...
Play.
Hang on, do you want to play or
play?
Play. Okay, right, so you've got... Okay, so you're going to play. So you've got 45 seconds.
Okay.
Starting now.
Button down.
I don't know what that means.
Henley.
No. You've totally balls this up picking this because you're not very fashion conscious.
What?
I can tell by from
a blouse.
Blouse isn't a shirt, it's a blouse.
Okay.
She's got one so far. Polo, number two, there are five.
T-shirt.
Yes, that's the most popular answer, and that's 45. That's the number one. Okay, you got two. Keep thinking McNamara Ashton's because she really is rubbish.
Yeah.
Here we go. Come on.
Undershirt.
That isn't a thing. It's a vest.
Nightshirt.
Nope, that's not a thing.
It is a thing.
Time's up. Right. Getting on my nerves now.
Now.
McNamara Ashton's. You've got T-shirt and polo shirt. Maybe you've got three more.
Type of shirt.
Give us a few ideas and then we'll pick one. Because that's what they do. They go down the line, doesn't it?
Okay. Granddad shirt.
Okay, yeah, that could be one, yeah, okay.
Collarless shirt, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's no a granddad shirt, that's a granddad shirt you've just yeah,
is it? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we've done polo.
Who are you talking to? If you actually got members of the family, then they're allowed to help you.
All right, name the type of shirt. Cricket. Well,
that's not
no, it's a jumper.
Tell you what, ignoring.
Jumper.
Yeah, it's a jumper.
No, done rugby shirt. No, I'm going to go for granddad shirt.
You're going for granddad shirt. Yeah. You're a dick.
Oh, for God's sake.
Number three, it was business shirt.
Business shirt?
Number four, it was collared shirt. And at number five, it was Hawaiian shirt.
Well, a load of old shirt that
was. All right, we got time for one more.
Okay.
One more round. Okay. Let me go find one that's good. Hang on. Okay. Here's a good one. Fingers on buzzers. Name a famous type of Allen. There we go.
He took my buzzer over there. That wasn't fair.
Okay. Yes, McNamara Ashton's.
Allen.
Famous Allen. It's a great one.
Oh, God.
This is going to be great on.
Famous Allen.
Quick, they've got to hurry up. Three.
Allen.
Two.
Partridge.
That's number four. Partridge is at number four with five. Catherine, if you can get one, there are three higher.
Yorkshire.
Alan Titchmarsh.
Incorrect. Not on the list. McNamara Ashton's. Do you want to play or pass? I'll pass. Huh?
Alan. I'll pass. Go on,
pass
then.
Right,
Alan Key.
Hang on a minute. We're going to set the timer off. Got 45 seconds. Go.
Alan.
Go on.
Alan Key.
Who's that?
It's what you use to. When
oh, you're an idiot. Famous types of Alan.
What types or famous
Allens.
Allens. All right. Alan. Alan Wicker.
Nope.
Alan.
You got time lips, so I'll just shout out names if I were you. No, don't just look at me silently.
Oh, I'm thinking of Alan's, for God's sake.
There's loads of Alan's.
Alan.
Oh, what's his name?
Alan Carr.
Alan Carr's number five, yeah. Okay, with three.
Alan. We've got Partridge. Alan. Sugar. Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar's number one with 31.
Yes!
Okay, we've still got two more to get. She can steal this. You've got two more.
Google.
Time's up.
Did you just shout booby?
She said Google.
No, Google.
Alan Google, the famous Alan Google.
No.
Who invented Yahoo? You've got two. One of them's a sportsman, one of them's an actor who's dead.
A sportsman and an actor. Oh, Alan Rickman.
Yeah, Alan Rickman. You've won. Yay! You've won the game.
No.
You've destroyed Catherine. You've destroyed Catherine.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible because she has destroyed.
I've just won two games out of three.
Hang on. The team. We got big money round now.
Yeah, we got big money round.
All right. Tell you what we'll do.
Okay.
Do you want to come back next week? No. Do you want to stick around and after the
no,
news?
I want to come now. Sorry.
Come on. Well, you can. You can have the news and then... right. We're going to go to the news and then we'll come back. We're going to play Big Money.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. Okay. Oh,
dear God. I think this game's bent.
I don't know how to respond to that. Oh, you might have to be the second player. In fact, you're going to have to... She needs a second player. So you're going to have to...
I'm winning anyway. It should be me.
You lost. You lost.
How can I be losing?
It's big money. She got more points in that one. It's double money. It's double your money. Double your money is a round in it where when they just realise it's going on for too long and he goes, right, it's time to double your money. So you're going to have to... But you're going to have to go and sit in a soundproofed booth. Go and sit in the talk... When we come back, you're going to go and... And I hate to do this to you. You're going to have to sit in the Talk Sport studios. Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Because you've got to listen... Oh, we didn't mean to have the timer on then. Right, I've remember how this works now. Okay.
I don't like this game anymore.
Well, you're an idiot. Family Fortunes, or as they call it in the United States of America, Family Feud, is one of the greatest games of all time. Got the original sound effects here. Listen. So, this is great. This is a fiver. This is great. This is my life sorted. We will not be... I'm surprised that works. We won't be playing this all night, so if you want to give... I'm getting a little bit lightheaded. Could you get me some sugar, some chocolate, please? Seriously, I'm close to fainting.
All right.
It's funny that your mate's going to faint.
Just what he said, can you get me some sugar?
Well, can you...
Sounds like an inappropriate...
It's not inappropriate.
Suggest.
It's a man struggling to... there's not enough oxygen going to his brain. There's not enough sugar in his blood, so it's a man struggling to stay alive.
Okay, yeah, I'll go. Yeah, I'll go.
Two chocolate bars, please. Two right. Sugar bars, please.
Sugar bars. Right away.
Get paid for this rubbish. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10.
True tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
I don't care, I don't care, I don't care if it comes down here. I've got my beer in the sideboard here. Let mama sort it out if it comes down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, right. Sally is back in.
Hello
there. So, sorry, we had to play that because I had to have two bars of chocolate because I was feeling faint, and my best friend thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know.
Yeah, but I also shoved two chocolate bars down your neck. So
yeah.
suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, but you thought it was funny that your best friend was feeling faint-headed and was going to faint.
Are you hypoglycemic?
I beg your pardon? How dare you? Just because I'm getting divorced, you can't go around saying things like that.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I never tried it, but I'm up for anything these days. Right.
Oh.
So, big money. I've got the instructions here. The team with the lowest score after the rounds... Right, so... The team... Right. What? Okay, anyway. So the host takes out the next five question cards from the box. The first player will be asked these five questions in quick succession. This player... will be given 45 seconds to answer these five questions. The host presses the 45-second button on the unit after reading out the first question. I got that. The host writes the answers given up on the front side of the board without their actual score. While this is happening, the second player must be out of the... Jesus. When the 45 seconds are up, the host will go through the first player's answers, writing in any points scored in the box to the right of the answer. Any top answer... Well, hang on a minute. What? I don't understand... Where's the other? I don't understand what they mean. Because they only have one. What does this mean? Hang on, Jesus. When the 45, have I got different cards on here? Oh, yes. What is going on here with her?
That reminds me. There's been a lot of roadworks on my way home.
Right, when the
can make short work of it if they had that.
The host takes out the next five question cards from the box.
Yes.
The first player will be asked these five questions. So there's five on here, right? Oh no! Right, five questions.
You have to get the top answer.
Oh, I got it. All right, I got it. What's going to be fine? Okay, right. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, right. Catherine, you have to go somewhere. You can't hear this.
Right.
I don't need my buzzer anymore.
You need what?
I don't need this anymore, do I?
You can put that wherever it's comfortable.
Can I keep my hands on the buzzer, though?
Well, where you need to go... You...
Stand outside.
No, you can hear it outside. They don't have the radio on in this
She's
building.
She's cheating.
Oh, she better not cheat. Right. Okay, so... oh, Jesus. Right, so I've got to write that. Okay, right. So, hang on. The host takes out the... The first player will be asked these five questions in quick succession. The player will be given 45 seconds to answer these five questions. The host presses the button. Right. The host writes the answers given on the side of the board without their actual score. While this is happening... Right, so Kath can't see the answers. Right, okay. So, okay. So I'm going to ask you five questions, okay?
Okay.
Right, are you ready? And I'll press the start button. Right, I'll press the start... I'll press the start button after I finish the first question, right? So, name one of the seven dwarfs.
Doc.
Okay. Name a football player position.
Centre forward.
Okay. Name a London tube line.
Victoria.
Okay. Name a famous cartoon character.
Mickey Mouse.
Okay. And name a popular type of bread.
White.
You racist! You had to bring Brexit into it, right? That's your question's answered. Right. Okay. Oh, this is going to be fun. I got it now. I remember how this show goes. I've got to wait for that. Right. Here we go. So, Sally, this is where I get a bit touchy-feely. Yeah. So, Sally. So,
yeah, you put your arm around me.
Put your arm around you. Come on. Yeah. Get your feeling. You had a great day. You had fun.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
So much fun.
How do you think you've done on this?
I think I've done quite well.
Okay, all right. Well, first question was, name one of the seven dwarfs. You said... No, hang on a minute. What's she doing in here? Get her out. She can't come in. Tell me when she's gone, Sam.
Cheating.
Name one of the seven dwarfs. You said...
Doc.
And it's out of the top 100 answers. Let's see, was Doc there? No. We asked you, name a football player position. You said...
Centre forward.
Okay. Centre forward's up there. It'd be the first score on the board. Let's have a look. Okay. I asked, name a London tube line. You said...
Victoria.
Our survey said... Okay, it's not going great.
No.
That was number four, was that. Okay. Name a famous cartoon character. You said...
Mickey Mouse, and it bloody wants to get something.
Mickey Mouse was there. It gets you 5 points.
What?
Five points. Yes, it does. And you said, name a popular type of bread. You said, why, you silly cow? Okay, so you have got... Oh, I think we're meant to be doing it. Okay, right. So you're supposed to get... Over two, you're supposed to get 201. You've got five. Bring Kath in, please. Bring Kath in. Yeah. You have to sell that. Bring Kath in, please. Here comes Catherine. Here she comes. All right, Kath. Don't say anything, Sally.
Are you ready for a spanking, Sal?
No, you're on her team.
Oh, okay.
I think she is ready for a spanking as well with all the...
Yep, I am.
Okay, so you've got to get over... You've got to get 201 or more to win a Ford Fiesta, okay?
Ooh.
And let's just say Sally's start was a little bit rocky.
Okay.
You've got 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you repeat anything, I'll say try again.
Okay.
Okay? And I'll start the clock 60 seconds after I ask the first question. How do you live with that? I'd be going...
She can't hear it anymore, but...
I don't hear it anymore.
It's just the noise.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 60 seconds. Be quiet. Yeah. Name one of the seven dwarfs.
Dopey.
Okie dokie. Name a football player position.
Centre forward.
Okay. No, she said that. Try again.
Okay, goalkeeper.
Okay. Name a London tube line.
Victoria.
She said that. Try again.
Jubilee.
Okay. Meant to name a popular one, but never mind. Name a famous... meant to name one that a lot of people might have said. But you said Jubilee, and that's absolutely fine. I tell you now, that's going to score zero. That's just a guarantee. Name a famous cartoon character.
A famous cartoon character.
That'll start flashing quicker.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, okay. Name a popular type of bread.
Bap.
And that's it. She said white.
Racist.
She said white bread. Right, okay. Okie dokie. Right. So, Catherine. Right, I'll let you into a secret. She got 5 points.
Who did?
Sally did. She got 5 points. You need to get 200. So you need to get 196 to win.
I'm feeling positive.
Win the full Fiesta. Right? So name one of the seven dwarfs. You said?
Dopey.
Okay, Dopey was the top answer.
Oh.
With 47.
Oh, well done, Cass.
I had 47.
Go me.
Right. Name a football player position.
Goalkeeper.
Okay, so goal. Now, you both said centre-forward. That wasn't here. Forward was here. Would have got you 8 points, but centre-forward wasn't. You said goalkeeper. Yeah. That was the second, and that got you 14.
Oh, it's a bit crap.
Well, what was the next question? The tube line, was it?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, apparently something stupid.
I'm going to get this as your ringtone for when you ring me.
All right, I get the idea.
It's incorrect answer. Top answer was Northern at 23. Next one was, name a famous cartoon character. You did well here.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
You said Scooby-Dooby-Doo, having a poo, and Shaggy's having a wee now.
That's not the song.
Is incorrect. Top answer was Bugs Bunny, obviously, at 32.
I hate Bugs Bunny.
And so we've got 47 plus 14, that's 57. That's 61 plus the 5, that's 67, 66. So you need about 140.
Everyone's going to say BAP.
Okay, so it's the name of a popular type of bread. You said BAP, and a survey said... Of course they said, uh-oh, what are you thinking? BAP isn't a type of bread?
It is.
It's a roll.
It is.
Delicious type of bread.
Number 5 was pita. Number 4 was flatbread. Number 3 was naan. Number 2 was garlic. Number 1 was... Sam, what do you reckon? What do you reckon?
A brown. Baguette.
Stop saying colours.
Baguette.
Sliced.
For God's sake, right? Where did they do that survey? In Waitrose?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry, Sally. Okay. You're an idiot. I'm sorry. You're a horny idiot.
Bye.
Catherine, I'm sorry. You're an idiot. I'm cutting you off now, and I wish I could cut you off, Catherine, but unfortunately I can't. That was fun, man. This is going to be fun.
I've got. Here's what I'm thinking of bringing. Operation.
Yeah, but is it old Operation or new Operation?
New.
Is it Minions Operation?
No, just normal.
Because he's got different bones.
Oh. I've got Simpsons Cluedo as well.
God, we're not playing Cluedo. Cluedo takes hours to play. Cluedo takes hours to set up, let alone play.
It'd be hilarious.
If you want to come and see this silly show, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And Silly Sausage.
Oh, yeah, Silly Sausage would be fun. Katie, stay there. Come to you after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.